Chapter 68. Jesse sat with Marcy Campbell in the Indigo Apple drinking coffee. Rita Fiore never called me back, he said. Maybe she's decided she won't waste any more time with you, even though I'm a sexual athlete. Sounds like Rita wants, excuse the phrase, a relationship, Marcy said. When she thinks I'm not a good candidate, you're not, Marcy said. I know, and she knows, Marcy said. Jesse nodded. She wants a husband, Jesse said. Or the equivalent, Marcy said. I think she's had several of those already. Give her credit, Marcy said, for fierce optimism. There are women who need a mate, I guess. People, Marcy said. People? Men and women, Marcy said, who feel incomplete unless they are mated. You're not one of them, Jesse said. No, I like sex and I like companionship, but not at the expense of my freedom or myself. Jesse broke off a piece of orange cranberry muffin and ate it. When he had swallowed, he said, maybe I'm one of them. Well, Marcy said, you're an odd case. You're like me, except for Jen. You like sex and companionship, too, but you won't commit to a new relationship just to have it. That's why we get along so well. Neither of us requires commitment from the other. Jesse laughed. Which produces, he said, a kind of commitment to each other. I suppose so, Marcy said, but not for the same reasons. I'm true to myself. You are true to Jen. Which may be a way of being true to myself. Marcy nodded. Or maybe obsessive. There's that, Jesse said. Marcy sipped her coffee, holding the mug in both hands. God damn it, she said. I'll give you credit. You are true to it, whatever the hell it is. Well, the thing is, Jesse said, I love her. That's simple, Marcy said. Jesse nodded. Is there anything Jen could do that would make you give her up? She could tell me she had no further interest in me, Jesse said. If she told me that, I'd move on. Which gives her control, Marcy said. I suppose. That doesn't bother you? I don't care about stuff like that, Jesse said. I love her. We're still connected. I'll play it out. Marcy drank some coffee and looked at Jesse for a while and shook her head slowly. Jesse watched her. You have given over the crucial decision of your life to someone else, Marcy said. And what's so odd is that it seems to be evidence of your autonomy. Autonomy, Jesse said. Don't be cute, you know what it means. Sort of. You feel strongly, you trust what you feel, and you proceed with it. True, Jesse said. It's the same in your work. You know what you know, and you do what you do, and you plow along doing it. Like a mule, Jesse said. Or a jackass. Jesse smiled. Same thing, he said, more or less. If you ever work it out with Jen, will we still be pals? Sure, Jesse said. And fuck buddies? Jesse breathed slowly in and slowly out. He looked at Marcy for a moment, then he smiled slightly and shook his head. Probably not, he said.